Good morning. Welcome. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. No, you're not there. Good morning. Apologies again. There seems to be a problem with the mic, or your patience is appreciated as usual. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, October 4th. 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, is it clear that we cannot grow ourselves unless we're starting with an authentic self, and that recovering our authentic self is key to becoming fully developing individualities? In waking up, I asked why the martial arts wasn't sufficient for recovering that original person that I was. And this is a quote from Waking Up. Juan was right, of course. Work does steal our physical vitality, but the theft goes beyond that. Though believe me, I'm not making light of the sacrifice of our physical health to the god of profit. And of course, today, with the benefit of Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, joined with Alice Miller, Martin Bernal, Albert O. Hirschman, Terence K. Hopkins, John Boswell, I see the sacrifice was given to 10,000 global state statesmen. But I'd lost track of my whole self before I went into the trades. And that's a question to look at, too. When did I lose myself? And how? And wasn't there a sense in which helping to install the electrical in various buildings helped me reclaim some lost bits? I tried before with martial arts. Why wasn't that enough? And that's from the chapter, The Two Winds, a section in it called Listening to Our Bodies as Sacrosanct. Back when I was engaged in it, I saw my martial arts practice as being about claiming my body after feeling disconnected from it, as being about living comfortably in my own skin after years of feeling awkward and insufficient. The martial arts, perhaps, would help me get over those hang-ups. But what did Emily tell us? To fill a gap, insert the thing that caused it. Block it up with other, and 'twill yawn the more. You cannot solder an abyss with air. We might modify it to say, to recover a theft, confront the one who took it, look for it with others, and its loss 'twill ache the more. You cannot solder an abyss with air. Waking up was about doing the analysis that explains our lack of freedom, so that we could become certain, both about who or what is sitting on us and how to get out from under it or them. Since writing it, I've gained more information that augments the analysis, more confirmation of the strength of it, more certainty about the need to act on it. We've done the analysis. I think it's accurate. But if you need a double check, look at who and what they suppress. They kill the folks who owe them no allegiance, who grow their gifts despite, not because of, them. They kill our biggest spirits, who by their very physical existence show we need no state. We have watched this happen again and again. It's been pointed out to us by numerous ancestors. And we can either choose to stand with them, become ourselves self and soul sufficient, choose freedom and happiness for ourselves and our brothers and sisters and our planet, or stand with those 10,000 lording it over us, killing whoever they choose without repercussions. 7 billion on a leash? Is that not obscene when we could be free? When all we have to do is stand with the earth, meet with our brothers and sisters, discuss a future without coercion, and get big in the course of it. Power can't offer it as a perk. Agents can't stop it.